Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy Wide. I'm Hardy Wide. Join me now for a little companionship, like I'm a mannequin riding in your passenger seat because you want to use the HOV lane and you got nobody who wants to commute with you. I'll commute and commune with you. In fact, I will ride with you to work if you just allow me to speak to you. That's a small price, and you don't get a ticket for having an inflatable coworker. That's a thing. That's a violation. Man. Did you ever get a call like that? Pick up your phone and you hear that noise? Man. Like that, and you go, what? Hello? Rinpoche? Rinpoche? Grandpa? Is that you or something? You don't know who it is. And then they go, well, you have won a cruise. And you go, oh, I think that was supposed to be a ship's horn. But I don't want a cruise. And I think it's a scam. I never listen because it's also a robot. Why would a robot be telling me? You'd think somebody could make that call. Get the robot to call the person who won the cruise. No, that's unlikely. It'd maybe be the president of the company going, oh, real nervous. You want a cruise? Because he doesn't really want to have to spend the money. I didn't get the pitch right. I sound like a modem instead of a ship. And I want to be a ship today because you have won a cruise on a ship. And you're going, oh, there's good ship Miracle Nutrition. No, it's not called that. Isn't that funny? Because it's a real cruise ship that we're going on, but not really. It's a cruise ship of whose mind? I don't know. Somebody's mind. Everyone's mind. But it's yours to access. And you could come on aboard. And I have called it the Queen of the Seas of the Day. I like the way. And you go, that's a mouthful. You're not going to have to remember it. Because there's only going to be one ship in the ports of call that we go to. And you say, hey, are you my port in a storm? And I say, any port in a storm, which I think is an expression indicating maritime promiscuity. But I don't know exactly. But I want to be any port in a storm for you, but today I will be your ship. So I want you, come on, I'll whistle yawn. I don't know if they really do that, but they do take your picture as you're walking up the plank. Is that the plank? No, the gangway. The gangway or the gangplank or the ramp or the on-ramp or something. You go up, you walk up that, and you're greeted by the captain or one of them. Or what's a purser? It's the fellow that carries the purse, I suppose. He's like, oh, he carries it out here because he's like, he's not comfortable. He's like, oh, I won't be seen as effeminate because I have a purse. It's like, you doofus. Everybody carries bags like this, especially if you're on vacation. Especially if you're out. Now, cruising has all sorts of connotations, so we're not going to call it that. We're going to call it ocean voyaging because we are going out upon the great sea, and the greatest sea and the most unknown, darkest, most treacherous sea is the sea of metaphors. Look at all of them bouncing around up there like you're seeing it, too, like it's a cartoon. Everybody has brain animator now because of computers. You can close your eyes and say, man, my 3D rendering program now I think is superior to what my ancestors had. And then you say, no, the pyramids. You go, yes, right. Oh, it's an illusion. But I can use Radcom or whatever. I don't use it. What's the one where you can draft things? Conrad. It's got rad in it. I know that because it's awesome and radical. But I want you to come on this ship now. I've created a soundscape of what a modern cruise ship sounds like. Listen to this. That's right. I got to add fluorescent hum and a computer hard drive fan to it. And then, that's distant gambling. That's the slot machines in the distance. Because a lot of people, they go out on the reason they want to go out on a ship. And I will extend this metaphor ad nauseum. Also, we'll talk about nauseum. They go out into international waters. What are international waters? They're the sea that does not speak your language. It is the sea that is unclaimed by any nation. And it's where the whales live, and we kill them. I say we, human beings, I personally don't, and maybe even my country does not, but we do. Oh, yes, oh, humans, oh, the things we do, and the things we do when we go on ships.
What do?
Well, we dump oily poo into the Caribbean, which is one. Oh, a lot of my listeners are marine life, and they're going, ah, it is awful. I just got this place, and now somebody's dumping oily feces into it. Exactly. I know, fishy. And you say, well, hardy fish are not the equal of men or women. And I say, not on this planet. But we'll get to that later. I just want you to enjoy your cruise. Are you enjoying it so far? What's your purpose, hardy? It's to keep one company. I mean, your fellow human being. I thought we meet on this cruise. We have no connection to anything. We're just a ship out in the middle of international waters. You and I don't know what your history is. You could lie to me and say, I'm an international magnet, a business magnet. I would know you weren't because of your syntax. But still, we could just have fellowship.
How do you know I'm even a good person?
I don't know anything, man. I just know that here we are on this ship. I gravitate towards other living things. If you're a cartoon animal, a little cartoon mouse or anything, like a rabbit goat. I've never seen one. I'd still come over and say, hey, I'm Hardy. What language do you speak? And you go, what do you mean? Like that, because all cartoon animals are from some borough of New York. I suppose because early voiceover artists may have been. I don't know much about Mel Blanc's early life. Could you imagine on the old country, though, his ancestors? You know, oh, Rabbi Blanc. And he'd go, you know, wah, 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 and he'd be doing a silly voice. Go, what are you doing? And go, well, it's not going to make sense for generations. And then someday it will be a gift. Is that why your midrash are so funny? And you go, yes, because I break into the crazy voices. Like that. Oh, I hope that so far the cruise has been a blessing. We have not left the dock. That's why we still have visitors. I want to tell you, I did once go on a cruise. You say, Hart, I thought you weren't a wealthy man. I'm not. Here's the problem. So family, we're going on a cruise. And they say, we want you to come. And I say, you do know I live in a garage. And so this cruising, I spent all my money flying on the SST. So, no, well, Uncle Rich White is going to pay for it. You don't know what to do. You're morally torn. You say, I don't want to be on one of those things that I don't think there's any of my values that are really reflected in anything that they do or anything that they think is fun. Now, there's going to be two words that are an exception to that, that changed my mind a little bit, and they are the words Fred Travellina, but I will get to that in a minute. But I thought, oh, I don't want to do this. I can't do that, but I want to see my family. So I will allow you. Oh, it's every wealthy person should just pick a random poor person and take them on a cruise or something. Against their will. I think that'd be great. I'd like to see that. What a show. See, I get these show ideas constantly. No, I'd never do that. I can't do that. Nothing. People's struggles are not a show. Right? We don't do now, but we do that. We throw people into a sort of arena and say, go ahead, have your troubles right there. We're just going to watch with our pants around our ankles, metaphorically. I'm so glad you came on this trip with me. We're out at sea and we're drifting away. All of the safety of land is gone. It's you and me and the captain and this guy who runs the pumps. And I hope everyone knows that MS stands for motor ship. There's going to be a quiz. Everybody has to take a quiz. It's like you can be on college radio, but you still have to fill out like an FCC thing or something. That's what I heard. I don't know, to operate the switches. There's so many rules, especially on a ship like this. And let me take you to the bridge. Tick, 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 tick. That's footsteps. Tick, 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 tick. Captain, permission to come aboard. Yes, I will play you in. Hang on. I will play you in. I got to hum it too. Oh, thank you, Captain. You were playing Hum Ocarina. Lily Bolero. Yes, you recognize it. Come onto my bridge. This is lovely. You know what it just looks like? It looks like you do post-production in just a really nice office overlooking the water. That's what it looks like. It doesn't look like a ship. I don't see any big ship steering wheel. I just see a cap, but you do have a captain's chair that looks like Star Trek. And he said, well, yes, that's where they got the idea a lot, is captain's chairs on ships, because the Enterprise is based on a ship. And did you know there were actual ships, water ships? Water ships? That's a thing with bunnies. Now I'm off thinking that. What part of your brain are you using? I'm using the very, very front part. No, you ought to use, back up a little bit. You ought to use some other parts of it. Okay, because what you're getting mainly is every time you think of something, you say it out loud. So as you're retrieving your memories, you're saying them instead of just kind of compiling them and think. Oh, okay, that's the problem. That's why I go off on so many tangerine. But now I'm thinking of tangerine, orange groves and everything. Whatever happened to old Florida where you could just stop by the side of the road, that Florida Turnpike, and get one of those dolphins made out of wax? And say, welcome to Florida.
That's a prime example, what you just did.
Oh, all right. I should stay on track. You know, a good way is to write things down. And that's what they call a flight plan. Say, this is where I'm going to go. And then that way, I can't get lost. And people are looking, I never did find them. That's right. There's a mysterious button. Listen, I have right here a concertina, which is also something associated with ships. Ships today are very different than they were back in the day, and ship travel is very different. Today, you are more likely to get hantavirus than dysentery. That's the big difference. There is a mystery button on the concertina. And I never knew what it was for until the other day when I'm watching the internet. And they show this thing called Aztec Death Whistle. Or Mexican Death Whistle. Which is, how many bands is that? So, oh, I'm in Mexican Death Whistle, UK. Oh, okay. So, there you have it. And what it does is it makes a sound like somebody, like SpongeBob screaming. And it's terrifying. And apparently when the Aztecs would be riding in to any of their jazz gigs, they would use these. And it sounds like a scream, and their enemies would be, oh, there's, listen to the scream. Well, I found something. There's a button on the concertina. Now, this is the instrument of my ancestors, the pirates. And I come from the people of the people who live on the Atlantic, then go out in boats looking for stuff and end up killing people. I think that's my ancestors. Not my recent ancestors. Not like Pennsylvania farmers or something like that. Say, and then we came to Georgia because someone murdered someone. But here I have discovered that there's a button called, I don't know, it's called the Scottish Death Whistle button on the concertina. And I'm going to do it on you. Listen to this. Doesn't it sound like, remember when you were a kid and you were trying to make a crowd noise on a microphone, and you go, doesn't it sound like that? Imagine 10 billion people making that sound. Dogs would go crazy. Well, I think my theory now, I'm doing a lot of anthropology on my own. And I'm not getting it peer reviewed because I'm afraid, because it's all wrong. And I don't want nobody to see it until it's just right or I'm gone. But I'm learning lots about the different peoples and all ancestors, and oh, it's so frightening. These cruises, you know, just, I don't know if they recently, but they used to go to Haiti. Even, can you imagine there, big wealthy people standing on that ship, eating all that food, looking down there, say, oh, waving at the natives. Oh, it's just, it's absolutely repulsive to think about. And I thought it was only in novels. And then you're going to go, oh, man. How to get, and then, like a rich uncle or something pays for it, and then you find yourself waving, and then you're the bad guy. And that sometimes that's life, too. You go, how did I get up here? I'm supposed to be down there, the wooden boat. What the heck? What do I do? Should I strangle my family? It's not clear what to do. You just go, oh, I hope I die soon and reincarnated a little more humbly or something. I don't know if anybody thinks that. So I hope I'm reincarnated in a different cabin, because this one smells like meat. Ooh. A lot of times those ships are biohazard. And I don't mean like biohazard like the band. I mean like truly a biohazard. Is there a band called that? I think there is. I don't know. I used to listen to it. I don't listen to as much. I've changed the metal genre I listen to. Has that happened to you as you've gotten older? I listen to a much different type of metal than I did when I was younger. Oh, I must be getting old. But I don't know what kind of music they're going to have on this cruise, because a lot of times the taste does not suit me, because I don't think they're going to have like the acts that I am used to. I think they're going to be a little more old school, a little cheesy, a little maybe aimed at people that don't, you know, aren't appalled by this giant ship belching filth and everything. So I think you're being so hardy. You listen to you. Since when are you against belching filth? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me steer the conversation towards something less controversial than spewing your neighbors with your waste. Let me think of that. Oh, I got, here's a ship. I don't know if you've ever been on a ship. Let me give you some ship poetry experience. We're going to go to the poetry reading. All right, let's do that. Here it is. The boys stand next to me. It's interactive. The boys stood on the burning deck and tied her to the mast. The wreck of the Hesperus, and then etc., etc. I come to you, a mariner, a rhyme I have to tell. Around my neck, an albacore. I got it off the buffet. Man, they just got live an albacore right on the buffet. And each one is cradled by an ice sculpture of the Virgin Mary. So it's like some sort of sashimi pieta. It's so beautiful. It's food. It's so much food. Blah, I feel sick. I feel sick too. Oh, I have diarrhea. It's a hand virus. Or I overate. See, oh, you blame yourself. It can't be that I'm on some kind of big germ bucket. It has to be that I'm not going to. Oh, I would like to announce that I've been hired to be on a cruise to perform. I hope they don't hear this. Oh, no, I don't have any opinions. That's the good thing about not having. I'm just here to hold your hand. And that, you never ask, do you ever ask your nurse as you're laying there gasping for air and she's putting your oxygen? Do you ever say, you don't listen to any of that stupid radio or anything. You don't care. If somebody's there and they say, I genuinely want to help you, why would you care what stupid beliefs they had necessarily? I think if we're interacting at least on that level, you must ignore my ignorance. I'm sorry. I know that's not for me to really tell you what to do, but you must, because I mean well, and all of our great sages will tell you that that's all that matters, is intentions. Oh, you must have good intentions. As long as you mean well, you can do anything you want. Well, that's probably not true. That's not true. But you all look out for others. Hey, this is all I believe. You want to hear? I'm going to say it. Right now, you can write it down on a little piece of, you could tweet it. A tweet, which is longer, a tweet or a fortune cookie? I actually don't know, because a fortune cookie also has a character limit. What doesn't have a character limit? The Simpsons?
Probably. I don't want to see their Bible.
Geez, Zooey. 500 grandparents. Can't keep track. So I don't read comic books. Can't keep track. Can't remember the characters. Who's this now? Why are they changing names? Why do people look different? What's going on? Who's this fella? When's the captain's dinner? Are we going to the captain's dinner? I'm bored already. I'm claustrophobic. The ship is too small. The ship is too big. How big is it? It's many, many stories. They are building them bigger and bigger. The ones that were built in 1969, let's say like the MS Skyward that the Norwegian cruise lines had, that's a small compared to this one called like Oasis of the Sea now, which is, looks like a condominium floating. Isn't that crazy? The big square condominium floating, and now they have Terry Gilliam is designing a 50-story skyscraper that floats. Right? Well, I mean, I can't even imagine. And they can't pull into some of the ports they used to because they're too shallow. So they got to anchor them way out. Now they just, it anchors in the middle of the ocean. And you just got to take boats everywhere else to cruise. So it doesn't actually move. It's just a giant immobile boat in the middle of the sea. Do we want to move? Do we want to be that in our boat hearts? I'm not talking about literal cruises when I say they pollute or exploit poverty. I'm talking about the cruise in your heart that corresponds to memory retrieval vis-a-vis, have I lost you yet? Yes, you have. Just tell a story about that time you accidentally lost your pants. I will. Anything to lift your spirits. I know that life is so short and so challenging. Oh, my goodness. It's more challenging than one of them children's game shows that they used to have where they'd humiliate children by dumping green goop on them. I know how they arrived at the color green because everything else, every other color substance that you could dump on a child is absolutely more repulsive. You see what I'm saying? Green is just like, oh, it's like some kind of plant matter or something. But I'm not even going to name the colors because the minute I say it, you'd say, oh, good Lord, that would be awful. So that's why they do that, the green. For some reason, it's not as bad. I don't know why they don't green screen it, too, and say, oh, they're pouring plaid or checker on the children. I could take that. My eyes have not adjusted to the new form of movie making. When I was young, we had there was this movie where they go to the moon and the rocket lands in the moon's eye and the moon goes rah, 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 rah. That's what I'm used to. Nothing really moving. Just it's a stage and the mermaids and moon ladies just appear and disappear. That's about my level. Now, the camera's moving around all the time. Things exploding. You say, keep an eye on that one screw in this exploding robot. Bang, zow! And I can't really, for my older model brain, I got one of those, it's like I have one of those apples that's just, with the screen is actually in the computer and it's like shaped like a box. That's me. I'm an Apple II or something. Whatever I am. I'm not modern. I'm so sorry. I know. Well, I'm glad you're on the way out. I'm glad I am too, in a way. I don't think I'm not designed for the modern age. But this is the way that evolution works, you know? No, it doesn't. Well, I don't know. It might. I hope that. Are you evolving? I want to be more like you, Hardy. No. No. Don't do. Really? No, you shouldn't. Really? Oh, you touch me. You bless me. No, don't do that. Steal all my ideas, but then be yourself. That's what I say. If you have some good ones that you come over, that's what we all get. Crafters know this. You go over to somebody's house and you're, I'm taking notes. I'm seeing what you did there. I can make a spice rack exactly like that. I recognize those dowels. They're just dowels, but you painted them like that. It looks plastic. That's how you do it. That's how we have culture. And we explain things to one another, like we help one another out. We have tips for one another. Oh, and we see if you commodify it all, it gets confusing. Some people get left out and they don't have access to the same spice rack as you do. Or spices. What's one spice that we cannot do without besides fenugreek? Or one of them? I don't know. I can't find herbs. I can't think of any. What could I do without? I can't do without any of them. I like them all. I do. Even, we saying, like, even dill and all? Yeah, even tarragon? Especially like tarragon is in Chateaubriand sauce, the way I make it. Get your pencil pad. Get your pencil pad. Recipe time. Recipe time! No, it's not. It's not recipe time. It's time to go to Captain's cocktail party. Okay, let's go to Captain's cocktail party. Hello, Captain. Oh, hello. No, that's not. Captain doesn't sound like that. Sound like Ed Wynn or something. Goofy Captain's hat's on all sideways. That's not. Where are we going? That's not what the Captain sounds like. He's not even here yet. But we're going to sit at his, we got to sit at his table because I want a contest about why cereal tastes good. And for some reason, we're on a cruise. You know, a few years back, I was listening to the radio, and there was a radio, not announcer, what do you call the people who go on the radio and say, be afraid of your neighbor, one of those guys. And he says, we are having a cruise for our listeners. And I'm going to be on there signing my book for $250 or something. And you can have a cocktail with me once and everything. And then mostly I'm going to keep to myself. And then you go have a cruise. But you get to say you're on a cruise with me. Got me thinking. So that led to the Hardy White wagon train, which didn't work out well. Nobody wanted to do that. So we take a covered wagon across the desert. It's a bad idea. Nobody went. No listeners. None. And that's not because people don't love me. It's because I had a bad idea. They didn't want to follow me. So you can't, not everybody can be a leader. Some people got to be some kind of other thing. What else is there? Nothing in my opinion. No, there is. But you don't have to be a follower either. You can just wander in a circle. That's what I do sometimes. So can I help you, sir? Nope. Just walking in a small, tight circle. Well, shouldn't you be doing something? Like what? Like what? What are we all supposed to be doing exactly? Working at something? Working at what? And then you're asked to leave, and eventually you give in because you're like, why not leave? Okay, I'll leave. I'm not gonna be difficult. Oh, my friends, what am I witnessing? That was my act for the cruise. We're all gonna. There's a talent night. Did you know that? There is a talent show, and we all go. Now, everybody, there's a lot of drinking on these because people figure, I don't have to drive. And so I'm just going to, they also don't think, if I stumble and fall over that little fence there, I'll be lost forever, which is not really, doesn't really happen in your living room. So, if I fall over my balcony, I just land on grass. I don't land in the black waters of the Middle Atlantic. I'm not, now a lot of these cruises happen in the Caribbean where there used to be pirates. Once upon a time, there was a ship called the MS or motor ship because it had a motor and not a sail. The motor ship, queen of the seas of the day. And she set sail from the port. Where? Jacksonville? Miami? Where should we go from? San Juan. San Juan? We'd have to fly to San Juan. I live in San Juan. Oh, okay, I don't, though. Where could we leave from? St. Louis. I don't know. I think going up the river and everything would be tedious. It would be forever before we got to the ocean. What's the point? Let me just take a river cruise. You don't want to take a river cruise? No, I want to take a sea voyage. All right, why do you want to take a sea voyage? Because I like shrimp. I want buckets and buckets of shrimp. Like I am some sort of ravenous marine mammal, giant ravenous marine mammal called the tourist. It sounds like tortoise, but it isn't. Look at you dancing to Caribbean music with your big belly, with your funny hat. Look at you, silly. Why don't you stay? Let's just stay home and talk and have tea. I got no business in some of those places. I got no business there. I'm going to stay here. That's why this ship is better, I think. It can go anywhere. And you say, I'll go vacation where I want, man. I'm tired of you being, you're preaching to me. Oh, I'm sorry. I was doing a thing. I agree with you. I just, please, let's put aside our differences. I'm not telling you what to do, ever. I just want you to come on my ship. Also, I'd like to point out that you can't leave because we're on a ship together. Oh, we are. Now, you can go to your cabin, but you come right back out and you're on that ship. We can't get away from one another, my friend. We're going to have to deal with one another. We're going to have to talk it out. We're going to have to... I'm just going to go ahead and embrace you right now. You say, I would rather not. I go, I am. Because actually, I'm kidding. I'm reaching around to get the rolls. But I have... Pardon me. It's so crowded. I'm not really hugging you. But I'm just going to... God, I'm... Thank you. This, again, I'm overwhelmed by this buffet. It's like we're in a dream. Isn't it? It's everything I've ever dreamed of, cubed. But on ice. Unbelievable. Everything you want. Say, oh, it's 2 a.m. Can I get roast beef sliced right out there in the open? Yes. Can I wear my bathing suit and flip-flops and walk up there and get you to make me an omelet? Yes. I must be a prince of men. Yes, you are a royalty. You're not a prince, but you're on the queen of the seas of the day. So you're basically like a parasite on royalty. Oh, that's on. So when the royalty eats, so you're an intestinal parasite. So when the queen has a bonbon, it's me who actually eats it. I'm eating the bonbons in the bowels of the queen. And I feel like I'm a prince. Yes. I feel like I'm a prince. Yes. Even though I'm eating the bonbons in the bowels of the queen, I feel like I'm a prince. Oh, ha, 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 ha. I don't mind. And if you only knew that you were president of the intestinal parasites. But it's overlooked because you want so desperately to be royalty. And that, my friends, is the story of the great ship. I am available to speak on your cruise ship or dirigible. I don't know if you have an airship. I'd also speak on that. I would give historic lectures. They wouldn't be accurate, but it wouldn't matter because who knows? We might burn up as we land. Woo! Safely made it down. So I don't know. You know, life is unpredictable. And it's a voyage, but it doesn't have... We don't all get to all the ports. So I'm looking forward to going to St. Hudenhaven. Blah! You didn't make it. You made it to St. Croix. and that was it, I think. And Barbados. And now you're gone. And we don't always get to see the end of it. I'd say, well, I wish I'd made it to the variety show. Well, I did. And I sat there with my family. And there on stage was Fred Travellina, the late Fred Travellina, an impressionist and comedian. I think most impressionists are comedians. Otherwise, it'd be very dull, wouldn't it? Say, I'm now going to do Woodrow Wilson. Say, oh, could you make him say something funny? No, I'm just going to do historic impressions. So most impressionists are, or maybe all of them are comedians. So he's up there, and audience. I don't know how old the audience was. It's just seconds old, I think. Oh, I know, but the age of the audience. Let's see. I have no idea. Average age, mine, maybe, or something. But he was announced as somebody been on the Tonight Show, and then they named three different hosts, or four different hosts, or something. Everybody from up to and including Jack Parr, Johnny Carson. So I was like, oh, this is great. And I remember him from my youth, being on Merv and everything. Oh, Fred Travellina, he's one of the new ones. He's not like Rich Little. He's like one of the new generations. And they can do, every generation can do more impressions because there's more celebrities. And so that's why I have said, oh, so I now do so many celebrities. I know it. This is the one I don't get, though. So a lot of, now we have the internet. People go, I'm going to do 50 celebrity impressions in 60 seconds or something, right? And then they basically, they got the subtitle, so you know who it is. And they'll go, I am from the, you know, and like I go, I can't tell whether that's the person or not. You know, so I don't know. Here's Hans Conried saying the. Va. Oh, that was actually pretty good. I think so. I don't know. Go on. I think we're at a bar. You'd still be laughing. Say, man, what did you get? But that's the way the cruise ship is. Oh, I'm still, what is it, 8 a.m.? I'm still wasted. And I want shrimp. And this is just, oh, and I want to gamble the rest of my money. And then I'm going to go to the art auction. Inexplicable. But you know they have those too. Say, so, oh, I think it's because people are already feeling super important. I will now buy art because I'm a baron, old-timey baron, money baron. You know, I should have gone in bid. I would like to, because I had a Joan Moreau print, and I thought that'd look nice. I could go 10,000. No, probably not. I don't have really 10,000 anything. I have the expression, like the Chinese expression, 10,000, this, that, and that, meaning, you know. But I don't think I have 10,000 anything. I'm trying to think. Excuses! That's what I have. Probably more than that. That exceeds probably my vocabulary, 10,000. I really don't know what the average vocabulary is. Mine's around in it, like probably 120 just good, solid words that I use all the time. And then special occasion words, and then proper names, which I know a lot of. And then I make a lot up, and I include those. I include all glossolalia in my vocabulary. So I'm listing words. I would go like atala kanta sadamantinda rabantiu perbantanda, like that. Since so probably 10 words right there in tongues. I'm sorry, people don't speak in tongues on cruises, do they? I think they do. It's just that you're not recognizing it because you're thinking, oh, look at the Millers, boy, they're really letting their hair down now, aren't they? Oh, you're normally uptight, but look at you, love you, get a little rum in you. And you go and look at you, just letting your hair loose down. It's so, you're letting it so far down, it's falling out. It's shooting out of your head. Oh, bless your heart. Go have another exotic cocktail. Oh, there's nothing more delicious than coconut and pineapple together with rum in it. And it smells like the stuff you rub on yourself at the pool, which is, what's that, pina colada? And then I drink the suntan lotion because it's all good. It tastes tropical, just tastes like and smells like a vacation. But this vacation, we're really at sea, and now that the ship is rocking, don't come knocking, because I'm vomiting, and that's what's happening. And I can't go over the side of it. It's not like my friend's fishing boat where it's just like go over there. You end up having to do it inside. You go, this is pointless. I could have thrown up in the toilet at home. Why'd I come all this way? And you know, the seas are unpredictable. Nobody who sails you, the cruise or whatever, can say, I guarantee that it will be smooth sailing, motoring. There's no guarantee that this voyage that you take on this vessel that you're in will not have waves that will toss the small ship, and yes, it is small, compared to the big ones that don't move at all. So very, very rich people are not throwing up, but you are, because you went halfway. See, that's the way it is. That happens when you go to, if you're royalty, but you're like way down in succession to the throne, you literally have to use a different restroom. I know. This happened to me. I'm like, what am I, 55 millionth in line to the British throne or something? 58 millionth? And so I went visiting, and it's like, what? What is this? The restroom? Why can't I go where the queen goes? She's my cousin. And I go, well, not, you know, no. But I feel like that. I feel like everybody, all of mankind is related to me. And just like regular family, great deal of them I just don't get. But that's not my problem. This is my philosophy. I forgot to give it to you earlier. And hopefully you'll take it too. Have as much happiness as you can without taking anybody else's. That's it. All right. bless you. And as far as what you believe, what you want to do, that's up to you. And I just want to remind you that the end of it all, that there will be a panel, a judgment panel. That'll, no, I don't know. Who knows? It's up to you. Do some reading. I have, this ship has a very extensive library. I know. It has the Steinsaltz Talmud. Can you believe that? I was impressed. I go, finally. But it has all sorts of other things. It has, like, People's Almanac, like I've mentioned. Everything I've met, it's funny, every book that I've mentioned on this show is in the library on this magical ship that we're on. There's nothing wrong with this ship. There's no waste that comes from this ship. It sails on an ocean that is never rough. I will never make you sick. Yeah, I think you will, man. Why? Well, you were talking about diarrhea and all that. Conjures something in my head. Oh, I'm sorry. So if you're making theater in my mind, and then you go, like, poop, what did you think just happened? I made poop in your mind. You made poop in my mind. So be careful what you put out there. All right. Because what you think is refuse has to go somewhere. Nothing just disappears. If you put it out in the world there, man, it's there. So the best thing is to do like I do. It's like try to get your fingerprints off of it. Try to get it off. Just, you know, that's not mine. Always take the stamp off. Take the return address off of it. Shred it. Oh, bless you. Is Hardy kidding? Because he's touching my heart a little bit. How do you know? Because it feels a funny pain in my chest. Okay, get that checked out. I don't want to. Sometimes it's just a. It could be just a popped sternum. Oh, my sternum pop. Don't do that. Don't crack your sternum like that, friends. I don't know whether you're doing that. That's a lot. So I used to do that in a band as part of the rhythm thing. I'd crack my knuckles and everything in time. Oh, I remember that guy. And boy, now you don't want to see him now. Oh, let's go to the limbo contest. Let's go to the limbo contest. I've learned so much about Caribbean culture. It's limbo. They do limbo all the time. That's the center of the culture, is the limbo. And they do this in the when they enter. And you'll notice in the Caribbean, the door is never open. They only have, like, I don't know, maybe less than a foot at the bottom. And then everybody, as they're shopping, Caribbean people go in like that, like, scoot under, because they can. That's just how they've adapted, because of watching the crabs. They watch the crabs on the beach, and they have no, this is, you're not learning anything. We need to go. That's why we're going to have that. There's lots of lectures on my ship here. You say it was your ship, Hardy. Well, I'm part of it's mine. I'm making it now. I'm constructing it. You can change anything you want. Really, it's not set in stone or steel or wood or anything. What is it made of? Is it made of pure light? No, I don't think any. Is anything made of pure light? I don't know. I wouldn't want it. Seems like it'd be kind of delicate. I know. I've lost it. I keep losing my things made of pure light, especially in a bright room. But always I have to shut the lights out to find it. There it is. It's glowing like a glowworm. There's nothing, things that are luminescent, I will take for 500. All right, that crap in the water in the bay. That's luminescent, Apalachicola Bay or something. Bioluminescence. What is bioluminescence? Damn. That's why I don't go on these game shows. That's why I don't go to Harvard. Because all these questions. I'm trying to be the best I could be. And I think with that, the way I can best do that is by saying something and then contradicting it. And that's the only feel. I feel like if I don't, I feel like that's the equivalent of lighting a fire while you're camping and then putting it out. See, leave nothing but footprints. Take nothing. But memories. I was going to think, I keep wanting to say leaves. I think leaves are okay, though. But leave nothing but footprints on this ship. So how am I going to leave footprints on the ship? Because it's made of cornstarch. And take nothing but the memories of the imaginary cornstarch ship with a wonderful glass. I say glass because I'm originally French. I wanted to say ice, but I said glass because I'm French. Ice sculptures. Glass sculptures. What am I talking about? Do you ever go ice blowing? Don't do that. It melts instantly. Can't make anything out of it. That's why I tried doing it wrong. I get things backwards. I should take lessons. But by the time I sign up for it and actually get there, I'm uninterested. Say, oh, it must have just been some sort of whim. I'm so sorry to waste y'all's time. I'm really not interested in knot tying at all. It was just a little obsession for like a day and a half. But just to do it all the time as a hobby, I can't help you. I'm so sorry. I'm going to go ahead and leave, y'all. I went and I took Chinese in a bank basement. So I took Chinese in a bank basement, and the first day there was like 100 people there. And then some of them left while we were signing up. That's how they were like, oops, I don't think this is going to work. And then everybody else was weeded out over a period of time. And then I was down to the final 10. And then I was like, oh, I just can't do this. This is just too hard to do this. And so I quit. Oh, I wish I hadn't. I'm going to start up again. I think, why quit? I'm going to just keep quitting and restarting things until I die. And then I'm going to quit. And then that's the last quit. But that's not my fault. I don't want to ever go. It's just that someday the Reaper will come for me. And he's going to say, I got to cut you off now. And you're all right. But what are you going to leave? Because, well, I'm going to leave your roots. That's profound. You mean like that my legacy and everything is? No, I mean your feet. I'm going to cut you off at the ankle. It's going to be horrifying. Go like, just like I'm really wheat. Because yes, you are really wheat. You are both the wheat and is it chaff? Chaff or chafe? It's chaff. Chafe is like when something rubs in your crotch. Okay. But you're both. Am I? Yes. You are dietary bran, but you're also, you know, just basically carbohydrates and math. I think that's what I've learned now. Oh, everything I thought. When I was younger, I had a very different worldview. I didn't always go out on imaginary ships. I'd stay at home, and I'd think that the world was this mysterious place that I could never see. But then I went to Europe, and now I've seen everything, and I can die. Oh. No, I just realized that, you know, you can't see it all. You always see a little, just one little angle of things. There were five blind men who encountered an elephant. I've told this before. There's five blind men. They say, describe that elephant. And they said, we cannot, for we are also mute. And say, oh, all right. And they said, the fourth one said, and there is no elephant. And then the fifth one said, and we are actually five Chinese brothers, and I'm going to spit the ocean at you. So much for your myths and your little stories that we tell our children, hoping that they'll turn out to be cruise ship captains or pursers or first mates or second mates or third mates or best boy or key grips soup electrical, one of them. I don't know all the union ship jobs. Stevedore
said your name on the radio.
What?
Steve, come here.
What?
They said your name on the radio, man.
They said Stevedore.
They said Stevedore.
That happens all the time to me. People say, I think you said my name on the radio. Signed, on the radio. I go, I don't know. I don't think so. I think you misheard.
Our language is like that. When I was a young person and I would watch Merv religiously. Maybe it was my religion. I don't know. But I would watch it. And you know, his level of credence is different than, say, like Johnny Carson. So Merv would believe things that are more fantastical. That's how his show is. He's like, oh, who knows really whether Uri Geller can shoot spoons out of his nose or something. So I was watching that, and Jan and what's his name, Crouch, Paul Crouch's son, Now, these are televangelists. I don't know my televangelists. Just the writing is on the wall. Amy, Tekalu McPherson. Do you know Amy Simple McPherson? You ought to look up Amy Simple McPherson. You learn a lot from televangelists if you do any real estate seminars. So I was, what was I talking about? Jank, so this son of them is on Merv Griffin. He's saying there's a lot of things in the rock and roll recordings on records that backwards say, y'all go out with Satan, y'all hook up with Satan and all. So he'd play Led Zeppelin backwards and all. You hear, oh, you got the God with Satan is cool, and Satan has ice cream socials, and blah, blah, like that. And say, see that? Young people are listening to this, and they don't know that they're getting subliminal advertising for the Dark Lord. And Merv was like, I'm so baked. And then it just went on like that for like 17 minutes. You go, this is sweet. I don't think the future will be like this. I think I'm watching something very rare and special. And so I went out and I got all my records and listened to them backwards. And I thought, oh, you know, sometimes things that you can have hallucinations. And you can think you hear something. Because the tones are familiar. So you think you know what you're hearing. And you react to it. Hey, Mark! You think it's say, hey, Mark. No, they said, it was the trees. It was a black walnut tree brushing up against the gutters. Sure, Mark, hey, Mark. Like that. Because there's patterns. All the patterns can be mistaken. You can see things on the moon. Look at that rock on Mars looks like my face. And there really is a rock on Mars that looks like my face. I'll post it. But isn't that remarkable? But it isn't. It isn't my face. It's a trick. And this trick happens to us all the time, not just with our senses, but with our emotional senses too, with our intellect. We really think we recognize what we're seeing sometimes when it's just an illusion. You really don't know. You know, you really don't know. And you don't know what you don't know, what you know, what you don't. As Donald Rumsfeld said, you know an unknown what you don't know, unknown, know what you don't know, unknown, don't. He is second only to Gertrude Stein. Unknown, known, unknown is what you know. What you don't know is unknown, knowing what you know, unknown. That is brilliant. Thank you. I love that. A rose is unknown. Really? You're seeing it from one angle, and relationships. You look at someone, I say, I don't recognize that person over there is me because I'm just seeing them from one angle. If I was inside of them, if I was inside you, I don't mean carnally. I mean, if I could just be inside your head, I think I would see that. Yes, yes, you're seeing it just like me. You're the observer. I'm the observer. We're the same. Oh, my word. That's scary. I'm all y'all, y'all. You're all me, all. I am, I know. And it's just an illusion that seems like we're not. Oh, my goodness. I won't hold your hand. Let me hold you. I just want you to know I'm another human being. I'm confused. I don't know. I'm all wrong about everything, probably. Put out your hand. I'm so scared. This life may come to an end. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm supposed to do the right thing. I feel so fragile sometimes. I worry. I worry. Do you? And I tell you what, I worry less when I'm with others, buoyed by the strength of others. And maybe we could somehow do that, fool each other into flying. If I could fool you into thinking you're going to raise up and you do the same to me, we all rise up like that. Can we all do that? Sometimes there's these party tricks where if you all hold each other up just right and interlocked, right? You can do that, you can form a table by just laying over like that in the matrix position, which is also the limbo position. I want you to limbo up to me, and we're going to lock arms and make a coffee table out of our bent over selves. That's what I want, to work with you, to build something, substance, something good together, something hole, a ship where we can go everywhere. Let's do that. Let's make the accomplishment of the next century that all the minds on Earth build a great thinking ship and then use it to have but like endless buffets. It wouldn't be so bad if we're all eating something good, healthy. Celery's going to save the world in Amaranth, I hope. I want more of it. Friends, I'm not lying, or am I not unexaggerating when I say that your friendship, that your attention that you give to me is a sort of food to me. And I say, are you going to make another buffet thing? I don't know, man. It's better than that. It's like you send me a box of candy. And the box of candy is connecting with you, my friends. And knowing that you too put out your hand to another human being, have that human kindness that we continue to nurture that and have that on our cruise buffet. Big bowls of human kindness. Oh, what am I listening to? Guy says big bowls of buffet human kindness. Well, you must have heard Hardy White on WFMU East Orange.
Or WMFU Mount Hope.
Or WFMU.org or 91.9 in Rockland County. I think it was that one. It was the Rockland County one? It was 91.9. I was in Rockland County. Well, that's what you heard then. That was Hardy White. Oh, I think I enjoyed it a little bit. Yes. What did you like best about it? He referenced the Steinsaltz Talmud. I laughed. How would he know? I don't know, man. Because I tell you what, I think he was in a minimum security prison in Jacksonville. What? What? It's the lie. Never mind. It's a long story. But you bless my heart so much with your presence and your presence and your presence that I want to thank you. And we're going into this holiday season with open hearts and open minds and open ears, open hands, open hearts, open house. Open everything. Open everything up and then fold it back again. Can you do it? Can you do that sort of emotional origami for us? Look at that. It's a flower. Now it's a box. That's beautiful. And we do that with just imagining, with three-dimensional imagining. I hope you have an imaginative week. And please join me again next week, my friend. Bless you. This is Miracle Nutrition and Hardy White.
Want to mention that
yes.
services every night at 7:30.
Oh, yes.
And then we're having 2 day services. That's on Friday and then on Saturday.
Amen.
At 12 noon on Friday and at 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
Amen.
And then we're having those special services for the children, you know, as God give me to minister to the children. And then we're having that job service, which is on Friday night. You that need a job, or you that are anticipating, you don't know what to do, whether to stay on your job where you are, or whether to look for a better job. The Lord gives me to tell people things through the gift of knowledge. Yes, beloved, through the gift of knowledge. I see things. I see it through the eyes of God. I do not apologize. I am a prophet. I was born like this. No, I don't look through no crystal ball. I'm not a reader because you are not a book. I don't read people. You read books. So you get there. God show me things. I see through the eyes of God. God drops things into my spirit through the gift of knowledge. And I tell you what God shows me. Get there. You will be astonished. You will be amazed how God uses me as an instrument. Now that's tonight at 7:30. And then on Friday at 12 high noon. And then Friday night is that special job service. And then on Saturday we holding that children's service. I'll tell you what your child will grow up to be. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you if you should send your child to college.
And a timeless message there from the Violinaires, Paul Blair and the Violinaires. It's wrong to fight. It's always wrong to fight. On the Checker record label from 1968, I do believe. Right before that, we heard a great classic from the Caravans, who just about every record they recorded was a classic. I'm Not Tired Yet on the gospel record label, the Caravans and the Violinaires. Getting us underway here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. I invite you to stay tuned for our gospel extravaganza. We got about 50 more minutes allowed us here on Sinner's Crossroads.